get a chance to sit down with one of the newest members of the Miami Dolphins, wide receiver Damian Williams. And as the off-season workouts get underway, what's it feel like to be a Miami Dolphin? It's been a little bit of a crazy off-season for you.
Yeah, man, it feels great, man. It's great to be back to work. I'm very excited about the new opportunity. It's fun to be out here with a group of guys, man. You know, you're sitting at home wondering where you're going to go, you know, trying to decide on a team, and then you get somewhere and you don't know how guys are going to react to you and how you're going to react to the team, you know. And it's just nice to be out here, man. It's a good group of guys, man. Guys out here hungry, and I think it's a team that wants to win.
Is that the vibe you feel being a member of the Miami Dolphins? I know it's only been a short while, but as the guys get together, as the organized team activities start, Is that the vibe you get? Is it a hungry football team?
Yeah, most definitely. You know, I see a lot of guys in there doing extra reps on day one. You know, they were talking about that one day in the offseason they had like 38 guys come in that weren't even, you know, these aren't even mandatory workouts. So before that, you know, just to have that many people show up and working out, you know, it looks like the team that's ready to go.
Damian, how do you prepare yourself individually, you know, before the organized team activities start? How do you prepare in the offseason to be at your best once you come together as a group?
I usually take off about a month. You know, unfortunately, we didn't make the playoffs. So
right.
That month of January, I took off just to let everything heal up. You know, just little nicks and knacks and whatnot. And if you have major injuries, obviously that's a longer grace period. But, you know, just took that little time off, and then I kind of eased back into it, a little jogging, jump rope, something not too difficult, not too strenuous, but something pretty simple. And then after that, you know, just went ahead and started hitting the ground running. You know, I weight room, went to the track, went on the field and did cone drills, position-specific type work, and then finally got here.
For you coming to a new organization, is the biggest thing getting into your iPad or getting into your playbook and learning the terminology? Because basically, you know, the routes are the routes, but they may call it something differently, or formations have different names to it. So is it really recognition of where you have to line up and where they expect you to be?
Yeah, most definitely. You know, like you said, football's football. You know, the concepts are pretty much the same everywhere you go. You've been doing them since you were a little kid. But the terminology is something that you definitely have to get, you know, get familiar with. And so that's something that's pretty important to me. And then also just coming in and working hard, man. That's, being able to earn the respect of your teammates is something that is kind of goes unsaid. And it's something that's really important as far as team chemistry and that type of stuff. So just coming in, you know, trying to get to know the guys and showing them that you're here for the same purpose that they're here for.
Getting a chance to talk with one of the newest members of the Miami Dolphins, wide receiver Damian Williams, and getting to know the guys. Have you met Mike Wallace? Have you met Brian Hartline? Have you met, you know, some of the guys that are going to be your teammates in 2014? And how is that process going from one team to the next? I know, you know, everybody kind of knows everybody, but to really get to know your teammates so you can work with them and you can learn off of those guys.
Yeah, you know, I met Brian today. This, you know, I played against him in college, so I actually knew a little bit about his game, but I'd never really met him. So I got a chance to, you know, meet him today. Mike, I've kind of known in passing the last couple of years, just playing against him when he was in Pittsburgh. I played him almost every year. So, you know, that was it was nice just getting around the other guys that I didn't know, like the Brandon Gibsons and you know, just being around, you know, even Tannehill. Like, I had never met Tannehill before. So
to get to know your quarterback, I mean, that's got to be important for
you. Yeah, most definitely.
Because, you know, the relationship of going in and new terminology, new kind of maybe a route tree, if you will, in this offense, because it's a little bit different than what you ran in the past. What were your first impressions of Ryan Tannehill?
I like him, man. He's a leader. You know, there was one drill that in the weight room, you know, I was just doing it different. I had never seen it before. And he came over and just like, hey, he kind of showed me how to do it. And that's the type of thing that you want from your quarterback.
Right.
You know, they don't let you just slide with mediocrity or slide with doing it wrong. They come correct you and make sure that you're getting it right so that, you know, the team makes it is better. So I think that was something that kind of stuck out to me today, just being around him, seeing the way that he interacted with the guys. You know, it seemed like everybody likes him, so which is always a good thing for your quarterback.
Absolutely. He's got to be the leader in the face of your franchise, so you have to be out in front and be one of those guys that lead by example.
Right.
Wide receiver Damian Williams, not only wide receiver, but special teams, a big part of your arsenal. Are you excited about that challenge, coming to a new organization, being able to maybe flash that skill set, because it gives you as many hats as you can wear, as you know, on a football team, gives you a greater opportunity to be a contributing factor right. in 2014.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And, you know, I mean, the name of the game is however you can contribute to the team. You know, obviously you want to make the team and whatever the situation may be for yourself. But, you know, just being able to go out there and contribute in as many ways as possible. And I feel like, you know, I can help in the special teams, you know, returning something that I'm passionate about. I enjoy doing it. And it's another way to make a play. You know, a lot of times you go out there at receiver, you know, there's limited amount of balls. You got to share. You know, that's just the nature of the position. So, you know, when you get to go out there at special teams and be a return man, it's kind of like all eyes on you. You know, it's your time to shine. So it's something I definitely enjoy doing. I'm looking forward to seeing how we do things around here.
And you've had over 100 career catches, 106 career catches for over 1,300 yards and 5 touchdowns. So you're a guy, you know, just needs that opportunity. Is that what you were looking for with the Miami Dolphins coming in? One, to compete for one of those roster spots, but getting an opportunity, new offense, new coordinator, a team on an ascending team that's trying to get into the playoffs and be a staple in the AFC East. Is that what you were looking for in the offseason?
Yeah, most definitely, most definitely. You know, you always try to find the best situation for yourself. And I think for me, it basically boiled down to opportunity. Where can I go where I can get a chance to make plays and not necessarily where I have to be the man, which, you know, obviously if you come in and you fill out your situation and you become the man, that's great. But where you can just get an opportunity to make plays and contribute to the team, like I said. And I think that this situation here, it was best for me. You know, it's a young team, guys that are, like I said, they're really hungry. They look like they're ready to go, and I'm excited.
That seems to be the theme of the guys that I've gotten a chance to talk to as the off-season program begins. The vibe in the building, the vibe in maybe the workout room, just, you know, hungry. Guys excited about being in the room, and you're not a stranger to that type of atmosphere, you know, not only in your years in the NFL, but with Pete Carroll at USC. You know, the best guy's going to play. You know, you're going to get your opportunities, but you have to prove it on a daily basis.
Yeah,
every day
definitely.
Starts out fresh, and it seems like that's the theme here. You know, you're going to have to prove it because this is a team that needs to get and challenge the New England Patriots in 2014.
Right, most definitely, and the only way to do that is competition. And I think that that's one reason why they felt comfortable with me being here. It's something I've never shied away from. Something that, you know, like you said, Coach Carroll's whole philosophy was built on competition in college, you know, and that's, you know, he wrote a book about it,
right.
The art of being competitive. So, you know, that's something that I think that I can bring here to this organization is just being a competitor. And, you know, even if, you know, you're not the guy, you know, like I said, just going out there and showing people how to compete. Showing what it's about coming in and day out and working your butt off and just going out there for the common goal of the team.
Everybody's got a puzzle piece, and to put it all together to make a pretty picture, you got to
right.
do your part.
Most definitely.
So, you know, I know Dolphin fans are excited to see your skill set. Damian, thanks so much for taking the time and joining us today, and good luck through the off-season process. And we'll be looking forward to you as the summer comes up, getting to know you and getting to talk to you a little bit more.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
You got it.